This is the Phil Henry Show, and I'm Phil Henry, and we've raised $120,212 with the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show number one rated CD and the Best of the Phil Henry Show number one rated picture disc vinyl. And you can pick up a copy of either by calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. All the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And to that end, we're going to be at Yankee Doodle's restaurant on Saturday, this coming Saturday. Yankee Doodle's is up in Woodland Hills. They're located at, what's the address there? 21870 Victory Boulevard. It's very cool up there. They got some pool tables. It's like a sports bar. They got some food, restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And it's cool. And we were up there last year. And it's sweet. So head up there, meet us. We'll sign the CD for you. We'll sign the vinyl for you. We'll take pictures with you. A lot of people like to have their picture taken with me. We'd love to do that. And we'll rap to you and whatever you want to do. And then, you know, have some food or have a couple of brews or get the hell out of there. Whatever you want to do, come on up and see us. We'll be there from noon until 2. That's noon to 2, Saturday, signing our special edition vinyl picture disc and our CD. And while you're there, please check out the $6.40 Phil Henry lunch speckles and the 64-cent soft drinks. The lunch specials and the 64-cent soft drinks. Yankee Doodle's located at 21870 Victory Boulevard in Woodland Hills. For more information, go to philhenryshow.com and get, like, more of the information. A story here. A new Surgeon General's report said that women now account for 39% of smoking-related deaths. Women account for 39% of smoking-related deaths, and smoking among teenage girls has increased. The report by Surgeon General David Satcher also said that increased tobacco industry marketing threatens to derail recent progress in fighting this killer habit. I wanted to talk to somebody who's on the other side of this argument. I wanted to talk to someone who's actually involved in importing and exporting tobacco. And among other things, this gentleman is involved in the import-export of. His name is Rudy Canoza. He's hails from Argentina. Buenos Aires, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Rudy?
That is correct, Phil. Buenos Aires, Argentina, yes.
And you are involved in the import-export end of South American tobacco?
Yes. It's become a good cash crop in South America, along with the Middle Eastern tobaccos and American tobaccos.
All right, so you just heard what I said. Your company is involved in some kind of a business arrangement at importing tobacco, and yet you hear these statistics of women dying. 39% of smoking-related deaths now are among women. What do you say to that?
Phil, I want you to also note that the report said that young teenage girls are also smoking cigarettes, and I want to concentrate on the good as well as the bad. I think there is a good side to this.
And what is the good, that the teenage girls are smoking?
I'm not here to argue with you the merits of cigarette smoking. I'm not going to argue the merits of cigarette smoking. I know that that this is a controversial topic. But if you will allow me to put to you this argument, that a teenage girl, a young adolescent teenage girl, is a very awkward creature. And it is very difficult for her to deal with adolescence. It is difficult for a teenage girl, for an adolescent girl, to deal with the ultimate rejection of her father. And I know this because I've been a man who has been in the company of many women. It is part of my business is to talk to you, but I would also talk to you about how I understand women. And the teenage girl needs every little bit of help that she can get. Smoking a cigarette can give her a fighting chance at being popular.
Wait a minute. We're not going to sit here and encourage kids to smoke cigarettes now, are we?
Smoking makes a young girl look and feel free. It makes her look emancipated. It makes her look empowered. She is having a tough enough time being popular. Take the cigarette away from her. She's just another face in the crowd. Maybe she's cute. Maybe she's not. But with a cigarette, she is noticed.
We're not going to talk about having kids starting to smoke cigarettes. Are we really?
Billy, if you were to think about it, if you were to be honest with yourself about it.
Are you going to tell me that while you may not think smoking for women is so great, teenage girls?
If you would allow yourself, just allow me this one thing. A young woman who smokes cigarettes, still, and I'm talking about a teenager now.
You're talking about an underage minor.
Phil, we are not talking about alcohol. We are talking about smoking tobacco. We are not talking about smoking marijuana. We are talking about smoking tobacco. So if she is underage, yes, she is underage. But she still has the time in her life to quit smoking the cigarettes and to get her health back. A woman of 30 or 40, a woman in her 20s, is already damaging her health.
And you admit to that, even though you import and export this stuff.
But yes, I admit to that. It would be stupid not to admit to that. Smoking can definitely give you a health problem. I am talking about the teenage girl. You have the chance of looking, and let me speak directly to the teenage girl now. You have the chance. Can I tell you a story, Phil, because I think you'll find this interesting. When I was...
Go ahead. We've got a few. Let me give the phone number out here first, though, okay?
Certainly.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is a businessman, imports, exports tobacco. You just heard him say that for a teenage girl, smoking isn't that bad health-wise, and the upside is she has a shot at being popular, she has a shot at looking emancipated, and she has a shot at looking empowered. All right, tell your story.
And I hope, my friend, that we are still friends after this.
Of course we'll still be friends, but I want to listen to what you have to say. Some of this stuff is shocking.
I understand that. Phil, I am 39 years of age. 3 years ago, I was in business with a gentleman in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles. He had the most beautiful 16-year-old daughter. She fell in love with me. I did nothing to encourage this, but she fell in love with me. And I asked her one day, Roberta, why have you fallen in love with me? She said, because my father does not pay any attention to me. And because I am not the most popular girl. And I said to her, I don't want you to smoke cigarettes. I do not want you to start to smoke cigarettes. But if you did smoke cigarettes, people would look at you as if you make your own decisions. You would be a woman who looked like she had some power. You don't have power.
All right. So what are you telling me? Some 16-year-old girl had a crush on you, and
yes, she did. And
okay, and you said, you asked her why, and she said because her father didn't pay any attention to her and her friend. And so you're encouraging her to smoke?
No. The Virginia Slim ad says, helping a woman find her voice. Have you seen the commercial for Virginia Slim cigarettes?
No, I have not. What is it? You've come a long way, baby?
You have come a long way, baby. And you know something that's true? For all of the women, they have come a long way. And then the commercial said, you've got your own cigarette now, baby. You've come a long, long way. Well, I don't say this to the women, but I say to the young girls, and as I said to Roberta, and she fell in love with me, and I should say to her some kind of advice. I said to Roberta, what if you smoked a cigarette? You would then look like you made your own decisions, that you select your own clothes, that you have disposable income, that you control your life. When you are a teenage girl involved in the glamorous world of cigarettes, you do look older.
You didn't tell her that, man, did you?
I said that.
You didn't tell her that when you're a teenager involved in the look, the kid's going to smoke cigarettes. Isn't that bad enough?
And it's not bad when the young girl looks like she can be more popular if she smokes. That's not bad, and she has time to quit.
Time to quit. I started smoking when I was 14, dude. I didn't quit until 3 years ago. Think about that one. Here is Jane on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy's been smoking something, and it's not cigarettes. How anyone in this day and age...
Did you see the commercial, Jane?
No, you got your chance to speak.
Right,
let me
speak.
How anyone in this day and age with half a functioning brain cell could say that this is a good thing for a girl is absolutely nuts. Number one, she can quit when she wants.
Yes,
this stuff is addictive.
She can quit when she wants to quit.
People can't stop that easily.
Yes, of course.
It's addictive.
When she's
young
enough.
Let me finish, Rudy. And what it boils down to is a matter of self-esteem. Whatever happened to young women, young boys, anyone, getting self-esteem from the family, from their parents, from positive things happening, not negative things happening.
Let me ask you, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
You do not?
No, I do not.
Were you popular in high school?
Yes, I was.
Okay, you see? But what about the young girl who is not popular? Where does she find her popularity? If you smoke
it
a cigarette,
it can't be in a cigarette.
You look
a
glamorous.
Cigarette is, you know, let me tell you this. A young girl can
do
also find popularity. Let me finish.
But what
a young
about
girl can also find popularity having sexual intercourse, but is that the right thing to go instruct
this
her to do?
Going to give
no.
You a baby.
It's
this
the wrong time of popularity.
Smoking a cigarette is not going to give you a baby. Smoking a cigarette
let me
is
tell
not.
You know,
is that
a
how
young,
you got popular?
A young woman.
Let me ask you, how did you get popular? You're not saying that's what you did. Of course
no,
not.
I had two wonderful parents. I had two fabulous parents.
But how were you popular?
I had two fabulous parents. I had a lot of self-confidence. I had a good personality. I didn't
the
mind
other,
going up to people. And yes, I understand. Listen, let me finish.
How did you control
your weight? I understand
that
there are people who don't have those traits and characteristics.
How did you control
your weight? However, you know, an ugly girl.
How did she control her weight?
Isn't going to make her popular.
Yeah, it will make her look glamorous. How did you control your weight?
Pardon me?
How do you control your weight?
I exercise and I eat right.
Now, what about when you were a young girl?
I've always exercised. I've always been active.
Okay.
And if you're telling me a fat girl needs to smoke,
yes.
You're nuts. Because that adds to risk of stroke. It adds to risk of heart attack. And that's what we're
15,
talking about from
not,
the get-go.
But not when you're 15. If you're a 15-year-old fat girl, you should smoke because...
That's what I'm saying. You're encouraging these kids...
No, she is young enough that she can survive this. But if
you're
a young girl,
heroin will help her lose weight too, but it's not the right thing to do.
You don't want to be a fat girl, young girls listening to me right now. Smoke cigarettes, that will help you lose your weight.
I think it's wrong.
And parents don't make you
popular,
Jane. And
it's stuff like this is horribly irresponsible.
They are the Cunninghams from Happy Days. Were your parents the Cunninghams from Happy Days?
No, not at all. I didn't say my parents were perfect. I'm saying they gave me a great background personally.
1-800, thank you very much, Jane. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Rudy Canoza, importer and exporter of tobacco. And he believes that while cigarette smoking is bad for women, as we've seen cited in this report, that 39% of all smoking-related deaths are now related to women, teenage girls smoking might give them more popularity and make them look more glamorous, which, of course, is irresponsible. But he's making the claim that they're young enough whereby they can quit it won't damage their health. He also said that a teenage girl should smoke because she doesn't want to be fat. These are the very things that the people have been fighting against for years. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Import-export businessman Rudy Canoza joins us from Los Angeles. You are in the import-export business of tobacco, correct?
That is correct. It's South American tobacco, which is part of a new wave, a new global economy, trying to branch out the cross-grafting of tobacco and that.
Okay, but you're on the show here, even in light of the news that women are dying to the tune of 39% of all smoking-related illnesses are attributed to or are taking the lives of women, and you're saying that teenage girls should smoke.
I feel if people would listen to me, a teenage girl, Roberta was the young lady I told you about who fell in love with me. And I said to her...
She was the daughter of a friend of yours, right?
That is correct.
And I don't mean any disrespect. You didn't lead this girl up.
I did not lead this child on. No, I did not. But it was a testament to the fact that I am a Latin man. I have a way about me. I can speak to women. There is a Latin way of speaking to a woman, in fact. And I did not do this with this 16-year-old girl, but some women... When they smoke a cigarette, you will look at them and go, la, 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 which is the very sexual, very oral.
What is that? That's when they're smoking?
Some women who look sexy when they smoke, you will go, blah, 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 blah. And that is a way of...
I don't know what that is.
That is just a Latin way of expressing passion. By the time a young girl gets out of college, she will have... the control to keep the weight off without a cigarette, and she'll have enough tricks under her belt to get a man. But the goal is to lose weight and get a man. And you can do that with cigarettes. All of you young girls out there.
Well, you keep saying all of you young girls out there. It sounds to me like you're really trying to get them hooked on cigarettes, and that bothers me.
I am trying to help their self-esteem, like the 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me.
Yeah, her self-esteem. She probably had it right. Her father should have spent more time with her. Here is Faye on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an example for Rudy. I have a niece who is 17 years old, and she does smoke. She has tried to commit suicide 3 times. She's
how
anorexic.
How much is she smoking?
I don't know how much she smokes, but
well,
she smokes a lot.
If she did not smoke, she would have been successful in suicide.
What?
If she did not smoke, she might have been successful at killing herself. Probably the reason why she is not dead is because she smokes.
I don't think so, and I think you are giving a very bad message to young people.
What did I say?
What do you mean she'd still be alive? The reason why she's alive is because she smokes.
Think about it. If she did not smoke, her self-esteem would be so low, she would step in front of a bus.
I don't know why you tie smoking to self-esteem. When I see someone smoking, especially a girl, they automatically look trashy.
Well, that's to you that's to you because you're the mother, but I am saying to the young girl.
No, I'm not saying that just because I'm a mother. I'm saying that when I was in school, girls who smoked were trashy, and that was not something that would make them have self-esteem.
But that's not true
anymore. Anyone does not need to lose. Oh, I think it is true.
It's not true anymore, no.
Oh,
the
I women think it's
who,
true.
Young teenage girls look at each other, and if you don't smoke, you look like a boring, flat-chested drip.
You are full of crap.
Well, ma'am,
is what you're full of. I know you probably led this person on.
What
you
person?
Think because you are Latin that this friend of yours, you led her on and made her believe that she was in love with you because you are so stuck on yourself.
She said she wanted to run away to South America with me.
And this 16-year-old girl.
That is correct. I told
her
no.
So you probably gave her a cigarette and said, come on, baby.
I said,
get you a Virginia Slim and come on, baby.
I said to have a cigarette to calm down. She was so hot and bothered about me. And
God.
You're a real nutcase.
Faye, do you smoke?
No, I have never smoked.
Have you tried it?
No, I don't have any desire to try because I think it's trashy.
You might feel more sexual if you tried it.
You are full of crap.
Don't smoke, Faye.
You might feel more sexual.
I am as sexy as I want to be sexy. And I weighed 98 pounds when I was in school.
When I got married,
I weighed 98 pounds without cigarettes.
Do you have any gingham in your closet?
Do I have any what?
Gingham.
No, I don't.
Okay,
I may have lace. You don't have to smoke to be sexy.
Well, you do. Most women don't, but I think girls who smoke appear to have at least a 36C breast. And the boyfriend, if they don't smoke, the breast looks smaller. I don't know what it is.
Well,
you know what I mean? And so, what the young woman, do you have a man who let me ask you something, Faye, because I am Latin, this sometimes helps to break the ice.
Well, I feel sorry for you if Latin makes you that way.
But listen to this. La, 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 la. Now, what does that do for you?
That sounds like you
sounds
have
ridiculous.
Some kind of problem.
No, this is the way a Latin man expresses his appreciation and, yes, his passion for a woman. If you smoked, then I would say to you, Faye, blah, la, 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 la.
And I would say, go screw yourself.
You
okay?
would?
Okay?
Really?
Yes, I would. Yes.
You know how that makes
and
me feel?
And I'm insulting my intelligence by talking
you know
to
what?
You.
I don't
so
think
I really don't
Faye,
want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, Faye, this is Phil Hendry. I don't think you...
Faye, wait a minute. La, 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 la. See? Now you are hot for me.
Oh, boy.
Now you are hot for me.
Never.
Now
never
you begin.
Never in a million years. If you were the last man on Earth, I would probably...
Now your
I would probably
begin.
Kill you.
Yeah, probably... You'd kill me.
If you were the last man on Earth, you were all I had left,
listen
I would probably kill you.
Listen to the passion, Phil.
Forget about it. Faye, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
That woman is an example of what's killing our young children. Those young girls who want to have a cigarette to be popular, this Faye comes along and says, you look trashy. She sounds like such a flat and boring person.
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Rudy Canoza, import-export businessman, who's on the line talking to us about smoking deaths among women. And even with women smoking and dying, Mr. Canoza, you say it's okay for teenage girls to smoke because it'll make them more popular.
Bill, you know something? It's difficult to be talked about this way.
But that's what you're saying.
If young girls are worried about getting addicted, they can limit their cigarettes. I would suggest they limit their cigarettes to 5 a day. Just make sure you smoke them around your social group so that you will look empowered and in control. There is no purpose for you at that age to smoke alone. There is no purpose. You must smoke with other girls. And if you smoke for the boys to see you, your breasts, they will look bigger.
And, this is ridiculous. Either with the young teenage boys are morons or something?
This is the glamour that young women. The young 16-year-old girl who fell in love with me, she was hot for me. And
will you get off of that, man? It's making me sick. It's making my skin crawl.
But she was. And I thought.
And you told her to have a cigarette.
I told her to have a cigarette so it would take her mind off of me. The family has since moved away. I'm very happy for that, too.
1-800-449-8686. Carly, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Carly. You there, kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Your car phone is... That's a wild car phone. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Let me put you on hold for one more second, and we'll get right to you, all right? Okay, Carly?
Okay.
Just so that... Well, you sound okay now. Go ahead. We'll try it out.
Try it out. She's okay.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I'm a 16-year-old girl, and I'm skinny, and I'm popular, and I just wanted to say that I don't smoke, and it's really stupid, and it's not glamorous at all.
Could I ask you, is your chest the kind of chest that other young...
Forget about it, Carly. Don't answer the question. Hold on for a minute. Your car phone is really nuts. It's we'll get back to you. Deanna, don't ask her that.
What?
Don't ask the kid a question like that.
I asked her if her chest was that, you know...
Never mind. Deanna, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Could you turn your radio down, too, please?
Yes. He is totally contradicting himself, saying, I'm going to go back to this 16-year-old girl because he keeps coming back to it. He said at first he was telling her he didn't want her to smoke, and then he's telling her to smoke. Okay, contradicting.
I told the 60 because she was in love with me.
How is a cigarette going to stop her from being in love with you? I'm going to go past that, though.
It would take her mind off of me.
Do you realize how many teenage girls are listening to this show and thinking that
they're going to, and listening and thinking,
okay, if I smoke, I'm going to get impressive breasts, and all these boys are going to fall in love with me, and I'm going to be popular. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And I have a 15-year-old daughter, and if she is listening to you,
But you know that if you smoke a cigarette when you're 16, you feel glamorous. You know that,
how?
Don't you?
You know what? I've been 16, and
you
that
never smoked
not
a
make
cigarette?
Me feel like I was glamorous.
You didn't feel glamorous?
No, I've never smoked, but that would not make me feel glamorous.
Yeah. And what if a man, while you were smoking a cigarette, what if a man did this? La, 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 la.
I don't know any man besides you that goes la, 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 la.
That does not make me feel attractive. Ma'am, that is a Latin technique that the Latin men use to express a passion and attraction.
Okay, but these are American women.
But I'm saying... What I'm trying to say is, for a young girl of 16 to have a cigarette and to feel popular, and then to have the boy go up to her and say, la, 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 that is impressive for a girl. Deanna, I don't know how old you are, but you sound very young. You sound like you're in your 20s.
I am 33, and I have a 15-year-old daughter. You also said
Could I ask you a question? Could you have a... And I don't want to be rude. I want to be as delicate as I can. But
okay, wait a minute.
Have you got a nice chest? Do you?
That's not rude.
Yes,
that's very
rude.
Yes, I have
a very nice chest, and it has nothing to do with smoking.
You would not have gotten pregnant with your daughter unless you smoked and attracted a man, no?
I did not smoke to attract a man. I went to school from kindergarten all the way up with my husband. I did not need a cigarette to attract him, thank you.
You were married in kindergarten. What are you talking about?
No, she knew him.
I went to school with my husband all the way from kindergarten until we graduated and married him. It had nothing to do with a cigarette and why I attracted him.
Let me ask you, with a voice like that, you don't suck helium, do you? I'm just kidding. You sound very beautiful. And
well, will you let the lady say what she wants to say?
Let me just express to you that you said... You also said that smoking doesn't get you pregnant and it doesn't give you a baby, but it does give you cancer. Please don't encourage young girls to smoke because it does give you cancer and it does kill you.
Yes,
that's
it
all
does. Yes, it does, Diana. It gives you cancer, but if you can quit before it gives you cancer, no young girl of 16 is going to get lung cancer. You know that, and I know that.
Do you smoke?
Of course. Of course, I smoke cigars. Women love the scent and the smell of fine
cubic
tobacco.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette? Did you become addicted to cigarettes because you can't quit whenever you want?
I smoke cigarettes, but I don't inhale them. I blow the smoke out because I want to look attractive.
You blow the smoke out so everybody around you can breathe it and get cancer, too. That makes a lot of sense.
No, that is not true. But I will say this. I inhale very delicately. First of all, I hold the cigarette between the two middle fingers of my hand. I inhale it so, the way the Europeans do, and I exhale through my nose, and then I go, la, la, la.
Who's going to teach a teenage girl how to do all that?
No, no. The girl, she doesn't have to go, la, la, la. Her boyfriend does.
No,
your 15-year-old daughter, the day she meets the man who says, will be a big day in her life. Okay, Deanna, thank you. God bless.
Have a nice day.
All right, Deanna, thanks a lot. What are you trying to do?
What?
What?
No, you blew that, man. That's not how you do it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what, man? I forgot. I don't have my 12 Easy Steps CD in the car. Here is Carly again. Okay, Carly, how you doing? Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, back to the how I think it's pretty stupid, how you think it's so glamorous.
Is this the young girl who had the car phone problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so you really think it's glamorous that 16-year-old girls smoke?
I think they think it's glamorous.
I really don't, because you know what? I have this friend, and she just started smoking about 3 months ago.
Right.
And she is down to about 3 friends. She's really not popular anymore because she, like, ditched all her friends because she smokes now. And she thinks she's so cool, but she's really not, you know,
well,
and nobody likes her anymore.
Well, you don't think she's cool because you're another girl, so you're jealous
of
her.
Her self-esteem is down, like, zero.
You are jealous of how glamorous she
looks. I am not jealous of how glamorous she looks. Believe me.
Well,
I have this other friend.
Yeah?
This other friend that I have.
What's her name? What's her first name?
Carly. I'm Carly, too, but we have
wait a second. I think that's the one who fell in love with me.
Wait a minute.
I'm sure.
What?
A 16-year-old girl fell in love with me. Did she used to live in California?
No.
Okay, it's not her.
But,
Jesus.
Okay, this Carly girl, she smokes since she was in like fourth grade, and she's wrinkly right now, and she's 16 years old.
I bet she's got a good chest though.
And
I don't want you talking to her, buddy. No, forget it. I don't want to talk to underage girls about that.
Yeah,
Thank you very much, Carly.
Okay.
And
Carly, I just want to go. Blah, 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 blah.
Never mind. What did you say, Carly?
Unattractive.
Yeah, he sounds like he's retarded or something.
Nice little blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're blah, blah.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. Get out of here, will you? Freak. 1-800-449-8686. Just let me say to young people everywhere, cigarette smoking sucks. It's bad. I mean, I know I did it for 35 years, but other than that, I didn't like it, and I really hated it. And, Rudy, I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Wait a minute. She said that they were popular and skinny. How could she be sure? Maybe she's not as popular and as thin as she'd like to believe. I think that girl's not as skinny as she thinks that she thought. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay, here's Starla on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I just wanted to say to Rudy, I think that she's very wrong.
Yes, okay. I'm wrong. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget, this Saturday, we're at Yankee Doodles, noon to 2. That's Yankee Doodle's restaurant in Woodland Hills, and they're at 21870 Victory Boulevard. For more information, go to philhenryshow.com. Phil Henry Show, we got lunch specials, and we have soft drink specials. And I know for you guys that don't live in Los Angeles, well, get here and come out and see us on whatever the hell day I just said, Saturday, the 31st. And, you know, it would be great to do one of these groovy Rush to Excellence Jim Rome tour stop kind of tour things, but I guess we just don't have the jack for that, man. But one of these days. All right, 1-800-449-8686. So speaking of cigarettes, I got a hell of a smoker's cough. No, I smoked when I was 14, and I loved it. I loved every moment of it. Every moment of cigarette smoking I loved. I quit for the obvious reasons. No, actually, I didn't quit for the obvious reasons. I quit because I saw that movie, The Insider, and I felt like a chump. Now, that movie did more to turn me off the cigarettes. Why is my throat tickling? Literally, I got a problem. Yeah, I need water. I need all kinds of crap. I need a Coke. Give me a Coke, will you, with some carbonation in it? For some reason, I have a psychological reaction now to the conversation we just had about cigarette smoking. I'm hacking. I can't breathe. I think it's allergy or something. Anyway, The Insider was a beautiful film because it showed you what a schmuck, what a sucker you are if you smoke. How they play you at the corporate, how they play at the corporate level. How they even refer to cigarettes as nicotine delivery devices. And how they manipulate, through something called impact boosting, the amount of nicotine in a cigarette so that you will get hooked. And if you see this film, it's not a movie about your lungs are going to rot, your kidneys going to rot, your liver is turning into a helium-filled balloon. It's none of that stuff that never worked with a smoker, never worked with me. Never worked with me. I don't give a crap. Yeah, show me the rotten lung again. I don't care. You know why? Because I'm going to quit someday. That's what smokers tell themselves, and that's how they get through seeing the rotted-out lung and the rotted-out liver and all that stuff, and seeing the guy with a hole in his throat. That doesn't freak me out. I laugh. I remember when I smoked, I would laugh at those Yul Brynner and those Lady with the Hole in the Throat commercials. I laughed hysterically at them. Look at her, huh, with the thing in the throat. I can smoke with my mouth. I used to think it was hysterical. Yul Brynner lying there with the tubes coming out of his nose. It didn't bother me. I was sorry for him, but it wasn't going to happen to me, I said to myself, because I'll quit. But with nothing was really getting me to do that. Nothing was pushing me to that level until I saw the story. And I remember I spent weeks downloading all kinds of information off the Internet about the entire tobacco, United States versus the tobacco companies, all of the cases, the Mississippi case, everything, the Florida stuff. I was fascinated with the bullcrap that went into being a member of, a part of the tobacco industry. I couldn't believe how they had chumped people. I mean, really chumped people. It's one thing to say, here's a cigarette, roll it up, smoke it. Might be bad for you. I don't know. And it's another thing to say, no, it's not bad for you. And here is our scientific study. And it's all manipulated information. And the effect is, ha ha, sucker, we chumped you. We lied to you. And now we've got you hooked for the rest of your life. Now that made me mad. And that day, I walked out of that movie theater, and I took the pack of Marlboro Lights in my pocket, and I pitched them. I wish, saying this, I know that we're on in Kentucky. I hope that somebody in the tobacco industry is listening to what I'm saying. Because if you guys think that you weren't hurt by that movie, you were. Forget about the freaking lawsuits. Nobody knew anything about the lawsuits. Nobody knew anything about the particulars of those lawsuits until that film came out and spelled it out in Technicolor, and did it with the storytelling abilities of an Al Pacino and a Christopher Plummer and Russell Crowe and really good actors, and did it in a beautiful way. It was an interesting movie. People said, I don't know, it's just, it's not interesting. It interested the hell out of me. I thought it was great. I thought it was the best movie of 99 or whatever the hell it came out. But that's the thing that got me to quit. So you do whatever you want to do, and frankly, I don't blame you. If you're hooked, it's a really hard thing to kick. Don't let anybody tell you about carrot sticks. It takes the willpower of God himself to give up cigarettes. I won't fool you, and I won't kid you into thinking anything else. Carrot sticks are no freaking carrot sticks. Or that whole... It's all you sound like is, Rudy looking at a 16-year-old. It takes a lot of willpower and a lot of water to wash all the crap out of your system. And I don't know what else, man. You know, cut back on the salt. That helped me. Less salt made me less cognizant for some reason of wanting a cigarette. I don't know what that was. But if for some reason, you know, cutting down on the salt did that for me. But I won't kid you, it's a tough thing to quit. So, God, man, if you're going to start, just be advised, you'll be smoking for at least 10 years. Unless you're one of these sissies that can't face lung cancer. Now, anyway, I'm kidding. Hey, by the way, we got this phone box at the bottom of our property. I just wanted to say thank you very much, Pac Bell, for coming out and fixing it after the guy from the L.A. Times ran it over the other morning at 3:30 a.m. Thank you. The dude from the Times. This is, I live in the weirdest neighborhood. I got the weirdest freaking neighborhood you have ever lived in your life is my neighborhood. And we have these big high phone boxes at the edge of our property. And the dude from the L.A. Times, you know, he comes in and he's at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can hear this guy tossing the papers. And then one morning we heard this. And the guy had backed over my phone box and then took off. And I go there, well, gee, will you look at that? Now, this thing had been in disarray for, the guy backing over was just the 18th of many things that had happened to this phone box. Over the course of time, there were wires hanging out of it. I'm thinking, look at that, this is my phone service. It's in a box at the edge of my property, and there's wires hanging out of the thing. So anybody could come along and tap in, screw with the wire, whatever they want to do. So actually, the dude running it over from the L.A. Times, have you ever seen anybody hit something and take off? It's really, it's hilarious. Unless it's your car that they're hitting. I saw a guy, I was walking home one night when I was about 16, and I saw some guy run into the back end of a parked car. He backed up, and this guy did 90 down the street. I walked up and looked at this, Jesus, look at that man. That guy is going to be mad when he comes out, because that's all messed up. Whole back end of this guy's car just caved in. So sure enough, this guy runs over our box, and the wires are all hanging out of it. And, this morning I try to use the phone. I can't use it. Guy's down at the corner of the property going, yes, yeah, so anyway, I was telling this chick she was really beautiful. And I said, yo, yes, sir? What's up with my phone? Huh? What's up with my phone? I don't know. We're not doing anything, sir. We're just replacing the Well, I don't have a line one. What the hell is he talking about? He says he doesn't have a line one. All right, well, I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong, sir. We haven't done a thing wrong. Well, why don't I have it? So I got to come walking out of the thing. What are you guys doing down here? I got no line one here. Well, we haven't done and he holds up a big, like orange thing that's been ripped in half with a shovel. Well, how do you like that? You know, yeah. Fix it, will you, Charlie? Jeez, how'd it get like that? I don't know. Might have been that spade you're wielding there, like a battle axe. So they fixed it. It's beautiful. It's a real strange neighborhood, though. One of these days I'll get into it with you guys when I know you better, okay? 1-800-449-866. And by the way, it ain't my idea to take the L.A. Times. It's my wife's. But you freaking guys, get a better newspaper and get some guy that won't run over my phone box. Thank you. It's the Phil Hendry Show.